This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another 19,000 Coloradans filed regular initial unemployment claims last week. Weekly claims have been rising for 7 weeks in a row. The fire ban in Rocky Mountain National Park was lifted yesterday after 4 months and an extreme wildfire season. There are still some fire restrictions in the park. Colorado Mesa University is holding 2 graduation ceremonies today in person. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
Every graduate, faculty member, and guest has been tested for COVID-19. And in order to get those results in time, some had to be flown Thursday night to a testing facility in Loveland on a private jet owned by a local family who donated its use. CMU Vice President John Marshall says graduation is the kind of milestone that can't be replaced.
Many of these students will walk across the stage. That's the first person in that family to get a college degree. And, you know, you think about just the sheer joy and the level of achievement that comes along with that.
Each ceremony will only have a few hundred attendees. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Grand Junction has highs today in the 40s. It'll be in the 30s along the Front Range around Denver and in Colorado Springs, 20s in the mountains, and across the state there is more snow possible through the day and tonight and on Saturday. Things might turn sunny again by Sunday. This is CPR News.